You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But now
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. That's the number to call, 407-894-1680. If you're wondering, if you're tuning in for the first time, you say, what's this all about? We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And let's get started. We got a great show for you tonight. But let me introduce the folks here in the studio.
Wow, I feel good.
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Okay, do you feel good? I hope you do, because we're ready to begin. That's right. To my right, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Wow, I feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is trying to wake me up.
I'm here. Two weeks later, I'm back. We're back. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, my other co-host. What else can I say? We know she's intelligent. Well, I'm going to tell you something. She is really smart.
And they did a fantastic
job
last week.
Yes, they did. Gary and her did a great job last week.
And Chris, yep.
Sheila Young to the left, co-host.
I feel good.
Sheila, you there?
I am. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. I love that song, Chris.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass, and let me tell you something, folks. First time I ever touched his arm was tonight. And let me tell you something. I can't see him. I'm blind. But I'll tell you something. I felt that arm, and I said, my God, I'm never going to mess with him. He's got this arm. Oh, that's right. He got his arm. Let me tell you something. It must be a football arm. Because let me tell you, it was like a brick. Like a brick. I just touched his arm.
He's a brick house.
He's something. Chris Shaw behind the scenes. Chris Shaw, you there?
Hey, welcome back. It's been 3 weeks since we've seen each other.
3 weeks?
Oh, that's
2 weeks.
Yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You know, this show, when I put it together originally, Lynn and I, when we put the show together, it's meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be fun, which I hope it is a lot of time of the show. Informative, meant to be educational, which we tried to do. And now, as you know, employment, trying to get you jobs. And that's what the show's all about. My mission now lately is to get people jobs who want jobs. And I want you all to know one thing. If you have anything to say about the radio show, or if you need jobs or anything else you want to say, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. What do you want, Lynn?
You know, I have a couple shout outs when you're ready.
Go ahead, say it.
Okay. All right. First of all, I'd like to say hello and welcome to Phyllis in Newcastle, Delaware. Hope you're listening, Phyllis. And also, everybody, a big happy birthday to our co-host, Big Dave. If you all want to say happy birthday on
the air. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Dave.
His birthday is the 17th, so happy birthday a few days ahead, David.
Happy birthday, David, from our family to yours. My friend Stevie Wonder got something that he wants to tell you. And only he can do it the right way. Is that all right, Mike?
That's absolutely all right.
I just know how to talk. And I'm good at talking, but since David, our good friend David, know how to play and sing at the same time, I think it's only fair that we use our good friend all the way from Detroit, Michigan, the one and only Steve Lynn Wonder. Come on, Stevie.
Happy birthday!
All right, Chris.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday to you.
See you soon, David. All right, folks, I got to tell you this. Lynn and I went to this wedding last week. That's why we weren't here. But I got to tell you about it because let me tell you something. I've been to a lot of weddings in my day. A lot of weddings. But I went to a wedding. Lynn and I went to this wedding last week. And let me tell you something. I've never seen so much money being spent at one time in one place. It was amazing. How you can spend money. Like they say, the rich and the famous. Let me tell you. I got to tell you a little about it because it was amazing for those folks who've never been to a wedding like this. First of all, we went on Sunday, but the wedding started on Friday. So it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, when we got there on Sunday at the wedding, we thought it was at the hotel. Oh, no, it wasn't at the hotel we were staying. The hotel, well, they had limousines taking you to the affair. That's right.
Everybody had a limousine,
stretch limousines and buses to taking people over there. Now, when you get there, you know how you wait around? Well, this is different. You didn't wait around. You went in this room, and all they were serving was cocktails. Bar was, like, unbelievable. Anything you want to drink. And appetizers, well, they had shrimp and coconut shrimp and shish kebab. Lynn, what was that? All that raw stuff that we don't eat?
It wasn't all raw.
What was it?
It was an open sushi bar.
Had a sushi bar.
Actually, I didn't eat it because I didn't know if any, probably some of it was raw.
Wait, he said, Lynn, what's all that stuff that's raw?
It was raw. It had raw stuff.
I couldn't
that
tell which.
Stuff, I don't eat it.
I don't know if they were stuff. California rolls or the raw.
Was it broccoli? Was it carrot?
No.
Is it that raw,
no,
too?
Sushi. They had a lot of expensive
stuff. It's seaweed.
Yeah. They had a whole seaweed. Anyway, let me tell you something. Every time I put my hand up, because people come by in trays and have some more. What do you want, shrimp? Okay, what do you want, shrimp? Coconut shrimp? Which shrimp do you want? And they had the shish kebab. They had chicken on sticks. It was lasted for an hour. People coming over to you. Do you want more? Do you want more anymore? And then they have a violinist who's playing a violin, and they have a cello. And the bar was just flowing with booze, all kinds, not just beer, we're talking anything. Now, this is not the wedding. Then it was time for the wedding. And you go down to the wedding, and they had 275 people at the wedding. They flew in the rabbi. This is a Jewish wedding. They flew in the rabbi from Los Angeles. Now, listen to this. It's very interesting. The rabbi married, of course, the groom and the bride. But as far as the groom, he also did bar mitzvah when he was 13. Now, if you think that's something, he also, when he was born, when the Jewish boy is born, they have a bris.
TMI.
What?
Michael, we're going to go to break in 1 minute.
Okay.
We're going to wrap it up.
He also did the bris.
And you're so cutting this rabbi, you didn't give me a chance to give my shout out, so hurry.
What?
What's the Jewish shout out?
Okay, you're anyway, for the wedding, you know what they gave to eat? You had salmon, which Lynn said it was delicious. I had filet mignon. Oh, the wedding was 5 feet. The wedding cake was 5 feet tall. What do you want to say, Sheila?
Well, I don't have time now.
Well, say it right now.
I just want to give a shout out to the Pinellas Council of the Blind. I was able to go down to their low vision expo and their white cane walk yesterday. Hi, Eugene. Hi, Debbie and Grant. Hi, Greg, hi, Doug, hi, Sharon, hi, all of you. You did an amazing job. Thank you for the opportunity to come down.
We're going to break.
And happy birthday to Tanya.
Happy birthday, Tanya. We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a whole lot more coming back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you're going to call in today, and if you do, listen to the phone number, 407-894-1680. You got it? Remember it, 407-894-1680. So don't say I didn't say it loud and clear. I hope you're going to call in the show. That's why it's a talk show. You can talk back and forth. You can tell me off. You can say anything you want to say. Just don't talk a little dirty. Talk nice and sweet. We have a caller now calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Jack Link. Jack Link, are you there?
I am here, Mike.
By the way, I have a little discussion with you. Your last name, my wife and I were having a discussion. How do you pronounce your last name?
Link.
Link. Did I say it right?
Yeah, it's hard to get that to come out, whether it's Link or Link. Most people think, you know, say Link. It's really hard to get that to come out clear.
All right. Well, Jack Link, is that okay?
Yes.
Good.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my wife and I are having a discussion.
Hi, and say hi to Sheila.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
So tell us, the folks I know in St. Louis they all know who you are, but let's tell the people around the country, who is Jack Link?
Well, I am a graduate of the Missouri School for the Blind, and back in 1968. And that's kind of important only because that's where I learned to bowl, and that has opened up a lot of opportunities for me, and I'll get to that a little bit later. I did want to give a kind of a brief work history. I know you advertise the lighthouses and national industries and so forth, and so I know work is an important aspect of what your show is about. I have worked at the Lighthouse for the Blind here in St. Louis and at the Kansas, what used to be Kansas City Association for the Blind, is now Alpha Point. I also have worked in a job that no longer exists for blind folks, and that's in the dark room at Research Hospital in Kansas City. And I've worked as a service representative for Social Security. Also have worked more than 20 years in the vending stand program here in Missouri. And then for the last 2 years, I've been the president of the Service Club for the Blind here in St. Louis. We do, we have a client program where we send, give out, each month we give out food vouchers. And once a year we give out a clothes voucher for people with the lower income. And then once a year we give of our clients, if they have children in school up to 18, we will get a clothes and shoe voucher. So, and then we also have members that we have recreational and social activities.
So every person, adult and child in your organization gets a voucher for clothes and
the if amazing. They're a client, they have to have. Members, not necessarily. If the person is a client, means they're lower income, mm-hmm. and that's basically $36,000 a year per household.
Wow, isn't that something, Sheila? That's amazing.
We do. We have, now we limit that because obviously we don't have the most money in the world, but we have 75 clients mm-hmm. at the moment, and we have 97 members, I think, or 96. We limit the membership because I got that backwards. We have 95 clients and 76 members. And we limit the membership because there's only so much room in our building. If we had an activity, the fire department wouldn't be real happy with us if we just had 200 or 300 people in there.
Jack, how is it funded?
It's funded. Funded. Basically by investments, although we have started a mail campaign, you know, send out letters to businesses in the area. We've had a number of wills and so forth, but the money is just through the years that has been donated, has been invested well in the market in stocks and bonds and so forth, and so we...
That's really
interesting. Are able to maintain, you know, within a little bit, depending on how the market does, we're able to keep up with that.
That's wonderful.
So tell us more, Jack.
Okay. I will tell you that I mentioned about the bowling and the opportunities that's opened up. We had two bowling lanes at the School for the Blind, and I spent quite a bit of time down there, and we had the manual, and still have the manual pin setters. I bowl over there every once in a while when they have an activity. But that I set the pins, and so that's what helped me learn where the pins are. When somebody tells you what pins are left, then I know where they are from when I set pins. But I belong to the American Blind Bowling Association, and they have leagues basically throughout the East and Midwest, although there are a few teams. There's one league in Colorado, maybe two, I can't remember, and there's maybe a couple leagues in California, and one in Tulsa, and there's I believe one in Portland. But anyway, we each year we have, in the Midwest, we have a tournament in March. And then in the national tournament is in May, usually right around Memorial Day. This last year, it was in Phoenix. No. This last year, it was in Las Vegas. The year before, it was in Phoenix. And then five international 10-pin competitions they've had. I've been to two of them, one in Australia in 2007, and one in Malaysia in 2011.
Wow.
And everybody is blind in these tournaments.
Hey, Jack?
Wow.
Well, not everybody is totally blind. Everybody, in the leagues, we even have sighted bowlers because we need people to spot pins and can operate the scoring systems.
Wow. How long did you go to Australia, and how long did you go to Malaysia?
Well, we were gone basically 12 days for both trips.
Wow.
Now, my wife didn't go with me to Malaysia. She did to Australia, and she's partially sighted. I'm totally blind. So they have.
Were you born blind, Jack?
Pardon?
Were you born blind?
I was born 2 months early, Mike, and so what the retinopathy of prematurity, they used to call it another name, which was even harder to say, retrolental fibroplasia. I'm not sure what all that means,
did it well.
But it means I was born 2 months early and came out of the incubator. They used to think it was too much oxygen.
Right.
There was a theory in the 70s, which makes more sense when I talk to a doctor, is that it's the withdrawal from the environment that causes the problem. Because when you're in the oxygen, all the your blood vessels stop growing on the eyes. And if you come out real suddenly, it's like they try to make up for lost time. It creates a growth on the eyes similar to cataracts.
Hmm.
Only, unfortunately, it can't be removed like cataracts.
Never heard that theory before.
And that kind of makes sense because I looked at my eyes one time and thought I had cataracts. It wasn't a doctor, it was another thing, but it is similar to a growth that's considered.
Supposedly,
similar to cataracts.
Supposedly, they told me that now the preemie's coming out, now supposedly they can fix that problem. It doesn't.
Well,
oxygen.
Yeah, but if they make it a more gradual withdrawal from the oxygen, that's what the theory was, that if you did a more gradual withdrawal from the incubator into the natural environment, that you would solve the problem. And you don't hear about it much anymore.
No, it's all mostly the baby boomers.
Yeah.
Yes, 50s and 70s for some reason.
Yep. Jack, tell us more about the leagues around the country. Are there any in Florida?
Yes, there are.
Yes, there's one in Daytona Beach.
Yep,
in Orlando.
I'm not sure if there are any others. I know the
one.
I have some good friends in Daytona Beach.
There is one in Daytona. In fact, they went out and some of the members went out and participated in the national tournament this year.
Yeah, they have a wonderful tournament in Daytona Beach every year, right around Labor Day weekend. We went. Those of us who were going to Australia, we went there, and we bowled in the tournament. And then afterwards, Saturday afternoon, we got together and just got to know each other. Then Sunday after the tournament was over, we got together and started to bowl and just kind of maybe give us some pointers and whatever. But we started to bowl and had the thunderstorm put the power out in the bowling alley, so that took care of that.
Welcome to Florida. Were you at the national convention, Jack, in St. Louis?
Pardon?
Were you at the national, the national ACB?
American Council, yes, I was.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
They let her in.
That's Sheila?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are you from Orlando, or are you from Daytona Beach, or where are you from?
I live in Orlando, but I am president of the Florida Council now.
So, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was at St. Louis. So
great. Yeah, that was a different hotel to
try. Don't go there.
Well, you know what? Once we learned where we needed to go, we're okay. Just that, you know, where the meeting rooms were and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting acquainted. And my knees are, you know, when you start walking and you turn this way and that way, well, we went the wrong direction or whatever. And that's what's hard on my knees. I did okay once we got, you know, where we knew where we were going.
Right. Well, it's always an experience when you go to a national convention.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to Rochester next year.
Me too.
So tell me something, Jack. Do you listen to our radio show?
I do.
Good. Well, anything you need to help us with, if you find that you want to help us fix it, we're as close as writing us to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I have your email on my computer at work.
Anytime, right. Any suggestions that anybody, right. You or anyone out there, any of our listeners that want to make any suggestions as far as...
Or constructive criticism.
Well, yeah, but that's what we're all about, that's is right. Working together. You
right.
and the NFP, ACB, all of these organizations, we should be working together. Lions Clubs, I'm a past district governor in our district, Lions Club. I was first totally blind district governor in the state of Missouri.
And you got out there at 10:10 on the AM dial out there, 104.5 FM out there in St. Louis.
So, Jack, tell the listeners how they can get interested or involved in, if they're interested in the bowling leagues.
Well, my suggestion, and I unfortunately don't have her, this is the best way probably, just to go at the website is real simple. It's ABBA, that's American Blind Bowling Association, but ABBA1951.org.
Okay.
And you can get information how to certainly give the, you know, the secretary, anyway, you can, how to start a bowling league. In fact, I just talked to somebody at our state convention who wants to start one here in Springfield, Missouri. We have two in St. Louis, two leagues. They've tried to start one a couple of different times in Kansas City. It just hasn't worked out.
Well, Jack, I just wrote that down, and I think we'll contact them and see if somebody from the organization would like to call in and tell everybody about how to join the bowling league.
That should be a good
idea. Well, thank you very much for calling
in. And coming on the show.
And I just want to verify that's ABBA1951.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okie dokie. All right.
Thank you so much, Jack,
for
calling in.
And, you know, like I said, I'm not interested in necessarily self-promotion, but I thought what I things that I have done would be, you know, another blind person said, hey, I might like to
Absolutely.
Do that, or I could do that, or whatever.
That's what we're all about.
That's what we're all about, Jack. Thank you.
You have a good Sunday night, and hope you enjoy the rest of the show. And thanks for calling.
Thank you,
Jack,
for the opportunity, and I will keep listening.
Okie doke.
And I'll see you in Rochester.
All right, Sheila.
Take care.
Bye-bye, right. Jack.
Good luck, Jack.
Thank you.
That was very nice. Good interview.
Hey, folks.
We're going to break.
We've got some news to tell you when we come back from the radio show. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got some news coming back on the other side. Can't wait to tell you. Looking for it. Blind and Beyond.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything.
text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app. Will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. To call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. Listen, folks. You know, there's White Cane Day coming up in most cities in the country. Mm-hmm. You folks didn't tell us about your city or what you're doing. And that's what we're all about. In a minute, we're going to do trivia. But before we do that trivia, Sheila Young is going to talk about Orlando.
That's right.
Now, I don't want to hear that we're just talking about Orlando all the time.
Right, no complaints.
Because, hey, folks, we're here. You can call us. You can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org and tell me about your White Cane Day, what you're doing. And if you let us know ahead of time, we might do the same for you that we're doing for the folks in Orlando. What we're doing for our folks in Orlando, we're sending an ice cream truck over to feed about 60 or 70 people. If more come, well, great. But we'll be feeding about 60 or 70 folks free ice cream. And if you would have let us know, and we put in our budget, we could have for you too, wherever you are around the country. But if you don't let us know, well, that's tough on you. So, Sheila Young, what's doing here in Orlando?
Well, this year we're going to have a very exciting event, something different than we've never done before. And thank you, Pinellas, for letting us steal some of your ideas.
That's funny.
We've got an event tomorrow from 11 to 2 at Princeton Elementary, which is located at 311 West Princeton Street in Orlando. We're going to be on the Helen Street side of the school. There's a big bus loop. We will have, it's being sponsored by the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind Central Florida chapter, and the Lighthouse Central Florida. Lighthouse has been very helpful with the planning and the setting up and getting donations. We have Polara is supposed to be there. Florida Vision, Magnifying America. We're going to have an accessible voting machine for people to look at and learn how it works. As a blind person, you can go to the poll and vote. Links and Access Links, which is our bus system and our paratransit system. MetroPlan Orlando, which is the organization that's over our transportation system. And we're going to do a walk. We're going to have commissioners there. They're going to read the proclamations. I'm trying to think what else. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Of course, Blind and Beyond Radio Show will be there. And they're giving the ice cream. We're going to do some walking under blindfolds. But the exciting part is we're going to have some guide dog puppies come. And they're going to, there's going to be one there that everybody can pet. There's a couple of them that you won't be able to pet because they're working dogs. They're in training. And then they're going to give a demonstration of what the puppies have learned to the point of the age that they are. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. National White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day was it was created in 1961, where people need to understand that when you're blind and visually impaired, especially with quiet cars, it is so hard to cross the street. And that's why Polara is so good, because you can actually use a signal and hear it. But quiet cars are scary for blind people. I walk to work every day, and there's been times that I have walked out in front of a car that I did not hear. Thank goodness I'm walking in a residential area, and some people fly through residential areas. So, but it's just so important that people understand that blind, visually impaired, and physically disabled people have the right to safely cross the street. It is a law, and it is illegal. If you see a person with a cane or in a wheelchair and they're trying to cross the street, you as a driver are supposed to stop.
Absolutely.
Period.
Supposed to stop.
It is the law. And if you are cited by a policeman, which Orlando Police Department will be there tomorrow, you can be given a ticket because it is...
Even if you had the right of way, you have to
exactly,
stop.
Exactly. Because the pedestrian has the right of way. So if anybody out there has a White Cane Day planned or even have had a White Cane Day already, call in and tell us what you did, because sharing ideas and sharing what you've done and what was successful and what wasn't is very important for all of our chapters throughout the country. So we're excited about tomorrow. It's a different event, and I'm hoping that I think the weather's going to be good, so I'm hoping it turns out well.
Okay, it's trivia time.
Thank you, Sheila.
We're going to do something a little different. We're going to play two trivias back to back. So the first trivia, we're only going to give you like tops 3 minutes to answer this one, because everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry, knows this song. Question is, who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? Phone number is 407-894-1680.
Can I dance?
894-1680. Whoa! 407-894-6000.
You know you make me wanna start to kick my heels up and down. Throw my hands up and down. Throw my head back and down. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will.
Come on now.
Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say
That wasn't Sheila's choice. No, Sheila's next. Okay, so you now you got like 2 minutes because every Topic and Harry knows this song. 407-894-680. Who is singing that song? That's a give me. Everybody should know who's singing that song. 407-894-1680. Okay? By the way, you can look up our web if you missed this show or any other show in the past. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Everything's there, our old, all the shows, the advertisers. And by the way, I got one for you. You know what I would like, if you can? Nobody ever gives us 4 stars or 5 stars or 3 stars. It'd be nice to hear if some people like the show to write in and say how many stars you like to give. It'd be very nice to get 5 stars.
On Facebook, we have 5 stars.
No, but I would like the people to write in. It'd be very nice.
You know what? While I have time, I'd like to remind everybody locally that Friday, October 26th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., the Lighthouse Central Florida will be having a workshop about ABLE. That's A-B-L-E, ABLE accounts. Do you or someone you care about have a visual impairment or another disability that has hampered their ability to save or make money or purchase tools to improve your daily life? They'd like you to join them for this informative session about ABLE accounts and how they can help you achieve these goals without impacting your medical or social benefits. So that should be really interesting. That is Friday, October 26th from 1 to 4. Did you ever hear of that, Sheila, the ABLE accounts?
I have heard of it, and I happen to be off that day, so I might try to go attend that.
It's interesting.
I was just, when you said the date, I was like, yeah, I'm not working that day.
Friday,
so
it's Friday, October 26th from 1 to 4.
Yeah, I might have to, do you have to register, or?
It doesn't say. You can contact Ginger Reskovich, she can tell you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. If anybody has any questions, just call 407-898-2483, and that's extension 221. That's 407-898-2483, extension 221. I think we have callers. What's going on, Michael?
Well, I'm all excited.
Uh-oh.
I thought people know this song. Ready for this? You got 4 callers on the line right now. They all think they know who's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people are new.
I'm excited.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, I'm excited. Some of those people are nice calling in. That's really great.
Go.
I love it.
They must play
more songs to people know. This way we can hear new folks. So don't forget, folks, if you're calling for the first time, there's a bracelet waiting for you.
Okay.
Very nice
We're
bracelet.
Going to break
I wear
in
mine
one
all the time. What?
1 minute, so take who you can, then we'll go to break, come back, and you got 3 minutes to take the rest of the callers.
All right, so
who's
the whole song?
Who's the first one on the line? First one.
Hurry.
Hurry. Chris is
well,
on
it's not
phone,
right to call the first one, because I want to talk to all 4 of them.
Well, I don't think this is going to happen.
We'll do it after the break, then.
Yeah, he's talking to somebody.
Let's go to break. We'll do it after we come back. We'll talk to all 4 of them.
He doesn't have his headphones on.
Chris, let's go to break. We'll talk to all 4 of them when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Going to break.
Oh my God, break
see you on the other side of the break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to the 4 people.
This is
know.
Live radio.
What was that?
Okay.
What's that after? Eddie,
we're going to the break. What?
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
This message is brought to you by ashareedvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. ashareedvision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs.
retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. AShareDVision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit AShareDVision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raised tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We've got four people on the line right now who think they know the song.
What was that, Chris?
Nevaeh.
Nevaeh.
Nevaeh. Are you on the line?
Yes. Yeah.
And you're a first-time caller?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Lake Mary, Florida.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you like the radio show. So who do you think is singing that song?
The Isley Brothers. 100%
right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You just won a $10 gift card from a great restaurant. It's called Sonny's Barbecue. You like Sonny's Barbecue? You better go there and try it out. You're getting $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, and you're getting a beautiful bracelet. Okay? Don't forget to give your address. Love having you on board. Keep on listening to the radio show. Tell your friends.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Listen,
you're welcome.
The other people on the line, I want to talk to you right now. Who was the second person calling in? Miss Ruby, how are you doing, Miss Ruby?
Hey, baby, how you doing, Sugar?
Good. How you doing?
Sugar.
Are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no. I've been calling here for about 75 years.
75 years. Okay, that's good. You got me almost a year old. That's good.
I ain't changed my channel in 75 years.
Good. Wow. Keep on listening. WOKB. That's right. Are you in Orlando, I hope, right? Orlando?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Yeah, I come to, I know who's saying that song. Is that 16 candles?
No, darling. It was the Isley Brothers. The woman before you just won, but we're going to send you out something very nice. Okay.
Okay. Give me a tube of polygrip. I can use that.
Okay. I thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Ruby.
Talk to you soon. Have a good night, Ruby.
Good night.
Okay, baby.
Thank you for calling in. Who's the third person hanging on?
Chris is laughing.
Who's the third person?
Shania.
You there?
Yes, how you doing?
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
You are. Well, you just won yourself a very nice bracelet. It says Blind and Beyond bracelet. It's a Blind and Beyond. I wear mine all the time.
I have mine on.
Yeah. And I hope you keep on listening to the radio show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I guess you know it was the Isley Brothers, the young lady before you got it, Isley Brothers,
okay, we got
right?
1 minute. Let's take the last caller.
Thanks for calling in. Keep on listening. Who else is on the line, the fourth line?
We have Miss Erica on the phone line.
All women. How do you like that? All right, who's calling in now?
I just told you, Miss Erica.
Miss Erica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sanford.
Sanford, Florida. How you doing?
Good, good. Very well.
Are you a first-time caller?
I called last week and didn't win, so technically
but that's okay.
But you got your bracelet?
I haven't received it yet.
Oh, last week's we're just sending out tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, it's all in the envelope already.
Yeah, all ready to go. Yep. Come special
all
envelope.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in. I guess you know it's the Isley Brothers, right?
Well, didn't you do a second song, though?
Not yet.
I thought you did two songs.
No, we were going to, and
they won't let me do a second song right now. I wanted to. I didn't do it yet.
Oh, I thought I heard hot.
Well, thanks for calling.
We're going to the top of the hour now.
We'll be playing a second song in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
All right.
Keep on listening.
That's it. Uh-huh. Break.
Now, I wanted to do a second song, but these two women, they pushed me down, smacked me around.
Gosh.
And bottom line is, we'll be playing in about 20 minutes. Talk to you soon, folks. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.